Okay, we're discussing the topic tonight. It's based on Simon Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, which is the Simon that talks about Hilchos Bishul. Before it gets into Hilchos Bishul, it talks about a very important concept called the Ma'isa Shabbos. And that's the concept of whether when a Jew, Chas V'Shalom, does an act of malacha, he does something, does a malacha on Shabbos when he was not supposed to, can you benefit from that malacha on Shabbos? Okay, it could be a parent, it could be a brother, a sister, it could be yourself. You did a malacha on Shabbos. Are you allowed to benefit from such malacha if one does this malacha on Shabbos? So this Gemara is found in many different places. In Shas, over here I'm reading from Chulin Tes Vav Amud Aleph. It's found in Baba Kama Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph also, and other places also. The Gemara says like this, it brings out three opinions in the Tanaim. It discusses a mevashel b'Shabbos. That's the example that the Gemara gives. Someone goes out and cooks on Shabbos. A mevashel b'Shabbos. Bishogik. Yochal b'mezid lo yochal tiv Rabbi Meir. The first opinion of the sheet of Rabbi Meir, he holds. If one cooks on Shabbos, if it's done bishogik, if he does it by accident, then you're allowed to eat the food. You're allowed to eat the food because he did it by accident. If it was b'mezid lo yochal, if he did it b'mezid, he's not allowed to eat the food. It really means not allowed to eat the food until after Shabbos. He cannot benefit from this food on Shabbos. Tiv Rabbi Meir, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bishogeg Yochal Lemotzei Shabbos. B'mezid lo yochal olamit. Rabbi Yehuda, the middle opinion holds, if he cooks Bishogeg, does a malacha Bishogeg, he's not allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos. He has to wait till after Shabbos to benefit. So he cooks Bishogeg. He cooks by accident on Shabbos. He is not allowed to eat that food on Shabbos because he did malacha on Shabbos. Only after Shabbos he gets it. If he does it, b'mezid, if he cooks on purpose, or for that matter, someone else cooks on purpose, so then that food is going to be usur to eat forever, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's really going to be usur, as the Rishonim explained, it's going to be usur for the person who did the malacha forever. Everyone else, it's going to be usur only on Motzei Shabbos. And the third opinion is Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler Omer, b'shoge yocha l'motzei Shabbos. If he does it by accident, he's not allowed to eat until Motzei Shabbos l'acherim v'lo. Okay, Yochel to Motzei Shabbos. Other people can eat at Motzei Shabbos. He is not allowed even to eat at Motzei Shabbos, even though he did it b'shogeg. B'mezid lo yochel olamit lo v'lo l'acherim. If he cooks on purpose, according to the third opinion of Yochanan HaSandler, he's not allowed to eat forever. Not him, not anyone else. The Gemara explains that basically Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler holds that Ma'isa Shabbos, someone does Malacha on Shabbos to get benefit from that, it is Asur Midaraisa. It is Asur Midaraisa, Ma'isa Shabbos is Daraisa. According to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, the first two opinions, Ma'isa Shabbos is only Nesed Darabana to get benefit from Malacha that was done on Shabbos, it is only Asur Midarabana. Okay? We do not paskin at all like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. No poskim paskin like the third sheet of the Daraisa Shita that it is Asur. Even a Motzei Shabbos, even if it was done Bishogi. That we do not pass like. The Shaila is, do we pass like Rabbi Meir, the Makel over here, that if it's done Bishogi, he'd eat it even on Shabbos? Okay? Or do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can never eat something on Shabbos, even if it's done Bishogi? You would have to wait till Motzei Shabbos to go ahead and eat it. And for that matter, if it's done Bemezid, he would never, ever, the person who did the Malach would never allow to get benefit from this on Shabbos. So the Gemara at the bottom over here on Tezvam and Aleph discusses how we pass it. So the very famous Gemara over here says, at the bottom, he says, "Vamar Rav Chanan bar Ami ki mori lehu Rav l'talmidei." When Rav would teach his talmidim, mori lehu k'Rabbi Meir. He would teach them like Rabbi Meir. He would teach them like the Makel Shita. The other opinion was like the Makel Shita. But the kidarish v'pirka. But when we get up in public and speak publicly, darish k'Rabbi Yehuda. He would paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. He would teach like Rabbi Yehuda. That's a very interesting thing. Rav, when he would teach his talmidim, he would teach the Makel Shita like Rabbi Meir. When he would teach in public, he would teach like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Mishum Amiya Aretz. Because the Amaratzim was afraid to teach the Amaratzim, the Makel Shita, they were afraid they were going to take it too much Makel, and they were going to come to be over Malacha in order to get benefit from it on Shabbos. And that's how he passes. From over here, Tosos is Medayik. Tosos is Medayik that the Iker Shita Rav Paskin was that he held. The real thing is like Rabbi Meir. The Makel Shita that someone cooks on Shabbos Bishogeg, does malacha on Shabbos v'shogeg, he could get benefited right away, even on Shabbos. Okay? Amazing, you have to wait for Motzei Shabbos, because that's how he taught his Talmidim. That's the sheet of Tosfos over here in the Rishonim. Has a rope Rishonim, many Rishonim do not pass him like that. They say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. What's the raya to this? Because it says the Ran is because we see the Rav, when he taught the public, he would teach like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishum Amaratzim, he says, if Mishum Amaratzim, Kaluchomer, us nowadays, we're even worse Amaratzim. And therefore, it's obvious we should pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, if someone cooks Bishogeg, does Malacha and Shogeg the Halacha to be, that he would not be able to benefit for on Shabbos. Okay, you have a Jew who does, goes ahead and cooks food on Shabbos. You go to a parent's friend's house, and you saw the mother take the chicken. She didn't know, let's say she didn't know the Halacha, and she cooked the uncooked chicken on Shabbos. You would not be allowed to eat that chicken on Shabbos. It is becomes usher to eat. Even if it was done with Shogeg, Kavul Chomer, if it was done b'mezid. Okay, that is the Shita, the Machlokas, and it should be passed like Rabbi Meir, or to be passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, paskins like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. He passes the Chomer like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rov Rishonim over here, and therefore, we hold halacha l'maisa, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch, that we paskin that it's going to be Aser for him to get benefit for it on Motzi Shabbos. Okay, until Motzi Shabbos, he cannot get benefit from it on Shabbos itself, even if it's done Bishogig. We should know, though, the Shita of the Gra. The Shita of the Gra is that he passes like Rabbi Meir. The Gra passes like Rabbi Meir, that he thinks that nowadays we're not worse Amaratzim. The time of the Gemara, the Amaratzim were very bad Amaratzim. We're not as bad Amaratzim anymore. That's what the Gra writes over there, and therefore he has to be really capacity like Rabbi Meir, and therefore he holds if it's done Bishogi, it would be mutter to eat. We don't necessarily rely on the Gra in all cases. However, in certain cases, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Simon Shin Yud Ches, Sifkat and Zayin, he says, B'makum tzorech, yesh li smachos av b'bishol b'shogi. You have what to rely on in a case of real tzorech. To rely on the Shita of someone was mevashel b'shogig. Let's say maybe you had a bar mitzvah or something, and the caterer by accident cooked the food b'shogig thing, and you're going to ruin all the food for the bar mitzvah. Perhaps that would be maybe makom tzorachim. You allow you to rely on the Shita of Yehuda that even though some things were cooked on Shabbos b'shogig, you would be allowed to get benefit from it on Shabbos. Okay, so that is the halach l'mais in general. There's another concept if you're not familiar with it. Is that if a guy does malacha for someone on Shabbos, we're not talking on Amir La'akam, maybe another time. We'll get into the lachas of Amir La'akam. But goyim, if maybe you not know this, but goyim are not allowed to do malacha for Jews on Shabbos. Okay? There's certain yotzim in a clause, there's certain ways to do things, perhaps. However, the general rule is that goy is not allowed to do malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. If a goy does malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, you're also not allowed to benefit from that. But not only you're not allowed to benefit from it, you're not allowed to benefit right away on Motzi Shabbos. You have to wait for the amount of time it takes to do that malacha to get it. Let's say he goes and, I don't know, picks apples off the tree for a Jew on Shabbos. Okay? And the apple tree was 10 minutes away. So you can't go ahead and eat those apples. You can't eat those apples on Shabbos. You can't even eat it Motzei Shabbos. You have to wait for the time that goes to go ahead and go pick those apples on Motzei Shabbos. That's called Kadesh Yasa. Okay? Because we don't want you to get blamed because we're afraid what's going to happen is that you're going to go ahead and ask the goy next week if you could benefit right away Motzei Shabbos. So that's like benefiting from the malacha. Because if they were not picked, I would not be able to get benefit from them until later on Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, based on this, we say that you have to wait the time it takes Kadesh Yasa if a goy does. Do we say the same thing when a Jew does malacha? So says the Ran. Says the Ran, and most Rishonim hold that it does not apply when a Jew does malacha. Why? Because when a guy does malacha, people think it's not a big deal. When a guy does malacha, it's not a big deal. And therefore, we're afraid. If the guy, you allow him to get benefit from the guy's malacha right away on Motzi Shabbos, next week he's going to continue doing the same thing. And he's going to keep on getting malacha hana from the malacha of the guy. Okay? Therefore, it goes there. We make a gezeira that you cannot get benefit until much later on. However, when it's a Jew, people are like, hey, a Jew doing malacha on Shabbos is a terrible thing. We don't expect then a Jew to go ahead and ask another Jew to go ahead and do malacha that he could get a benefit from. We never expect that he would go ahead and do such a thing. Okay? And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this, that by a Jew doing malacha, we don't have to wait till the time it takes to go ahead and do malacha. Time it takes to do malacha. However, Morinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, okay, Zchus to have him in the Beis Medrash, and many other poskim nowadays, they say the following. That's true back in the day where basically everyone was from. Yeah, maybe once in a while some Jew had a Yitzhar and he went and did malacha. So therefore we don't have a chashash that the next week you're going to ask him to do it again. However, he says, nowadays, where unfortunately we have so many non-religious Jews, and it's so prevalent in front of our eyes, Jews doing malacha, so we've become less sensitive to it. Therefore, Rav Netzel writes, and other poskim write, that nowadays we also have to wait kedei sheyasu if a Jew does malacha for him. It's not good enough just to wait till Motzei Shabbos. You have to wait till Motzei Shabbos b'kedei sheyasu, the time it takes to do the malacha. That's how we paskin halacha l'maisa. Also, even nowadays, you have to wait for kedei sheyasu. Now, all this is talking about by an issur d'oraisa. What about a malacha d'rabbanan? What about malacha d'rabbanan? What would be the halacha? So the Gra points to a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Kaf Gimel Ches writes that there's a din. You're not allowed to matkil your kelim on Shabbos. You're not supposed to be tovel your kelim on Shabbos because it looks like you're mataking the kelim. Okay, says the Rambam. Hamatkil kelim b'Shabbos b'shogeg yishtamish behem b'mezid lo yishtamish behem on Motzei Shabbos. The Rambam writes, if someone by accident didn't know the halacha, and he went and did tefillas kelim, he dipped his kelim in the mikvah on Shabbos, he's allowed to go ahead and use his kelim. So learns from over here the Gra that even though the Rambam paskin like Shita's Rabbi Yehuda before, he paskin like the Shita that holds that if you do malacha on Shabbos, you can't get benefit from it. However, since tefillas kelim is only a malacha derabanan, it's not midoraisa, it's only derabanan, he says that everyone agrees like Rabbi Meir. By a malach of the Rabbanan, if it's done b'shogeg, you get benefit from that action on Shabbos. And this says for a lot of things that are done on Shabbos that are only lesser mid the Rabbanan. Therefore, according to this, and this is how we pass in halach l'maisa, that anything that's done only is only a malach of the Rabbanan. If it was done b'shogeg, they didn't know the halacha. Let's say, okay, if it's done b'shogeg, you can get benefit from that malacha on Shabbos. Okay, there happens to be a couple of yotzeim in a clause, exceptions to the rules. And that is by warming up food. Warming up food and things like this, shehiya. And that, those are exceptions to the rules. Those things you're not allowed to get a benefit. If someone warms up food in an incorrect fashion, and everyone agrees it would be us to warm up food in such a way, you would not be able to get hanah from that thing. But other types of isrei d'rabbanan, paskins the bir halacha, and dir masal mevashel, in the Shart Zion, simin shin la metetziv, katan kavdim dalad, all paskin that you can rely on this to get to be makel. The question is, what is the definition of shogeg? How far can we define that what shogeg is? What's shogeg? So we have a Ramban. The Ramban in the Milchemes HaShanim Zayin Amar Aleph writes that even someone who does not know halacha and he thinks that he's doing something mutter, that is still considered shogeg. And this Ramban saves us in a lot of cases. Because unfortunately, people don't know halacha, and therefore a lot of people think they might have heard once this is mutter from someone and so on and so forth, or they saw their mother doing it, grandmother doing it, and therefore it's automatically mutter. So they think it's mutter, but really in essence it's aser. So if someone thinks what they're doing is mutter, so in the end of the day that's considered shogeg. And therefore, if it's only an isur d'rabbanan, you'll be able to get hana from such malacha. And even if it's an isur d'oraisa, we saw b'shas tzorach. You can rely on the shita of Rabbi Meir, and you would be able to allowed to get hana from this malacha. Now, a couple more things. Helfish. A very, very important shita, maybe the most important shita for a Rav to know about when he's passing shilas, when he has those in Bidi Evid situations, is the shita of the Prima Gadin brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Beis. And that he says the following. Prima Gadin says the following concept. He says that if any halacha that we have, and there's an opinion and holds that this thing is mutter to do, even if we paskin that is usher to do, you can rely b'di'evid on the shita that holds its mutter. Okay? Once again, it's called with concept we call safek plugta. If you have a machlokas in the Rishonim, is action A mutter or usher, even if we paskin halacha l'maisa that it is usher to do on Shabbos. And therefore, if you ask, it's usher to do this action. The person went ahead and did this action anyways. Since there's an opinion who holds it's mutter l'chatchila to do, you can rely on that opinion in a bidi evit situation. That's the Prima Gadin brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? There's a discussion. Is that any opinion? It's not exactly any opinion. You can find sometimes very far-fetched opinions in a Rishon, one opinion in the Rishon that we never really pass on like. So that's not necessary. But if it's in the main Rishonim, and it's an opinion that we know about, then you can rely on this. There are some very practical applications to this. It is usur. It is usur to warm up liquids on Shabbos. Okay, you're not allowed to liquid warm up liquid food on Shabbos. Whether our parents, some parents do it, it might be we're not here to teach our parents. The halacha is you're not allowed to warm food. You guys should not go back and call your parents and say to stop doing this. Well, not the right thing to do. But you're not allowed to warm up food, liquid food on Shabbos. However, there's an opinion in the Rishonim that holds it is mutter to warm up liquid foods on Shabbos. Therefore, if someone takes their liquid food and they warm it up on Shabbos, even though it's not the best thing to do, nevertheless, it does not aser the food b'di'evan. You're allowed to eat your mother's food or your mother's friend's food in this case, because there's an opinion who holds that is mutter l'chatchila to go ahead and warm up even liquids on Shabbos, liquids that were cooked before. Non-cooked foods, obviously, is going to be aser all the time. But if they were cooked before and just cooled down, and now they go ahead and warm it up, they can rely on that opinion b'di'evan. That is what's called a safek plukta. One or two more things, and then we will end. That is number one. Is by a child. What if a child does malacha? What about a child? Could you benefit from a child's malacha on Shabbos? So the Bir Halacha says you have to split between two different types of cases. The Bir Halacha is in Siman Shin Chaf Hey, and he writes, if the child is doing the malacha for himself, he turns on the light because he wants to turn on the light, because he wants to find a book or a toy to play with. That does not ask that malacha. You're allowed to get hana from the light on Shabbos. Okay, you still get hana from that light. That would be the halacha by a child. However, if the child is doing it for the parent, okay, he knows his parent is upset that the light is off and he wants the light on, and the child goes ahead and does it because he knows his parents want this, then it is going to be usher to get hana from such malacha, even though the malacha is done only by a child. Okay? Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that if Tom and Toli by accident does malacha, let's say he bumps into a light, okay, which is called Misasek Ba'alma, okay, he didn't mean to do malacha at all. He thought it's mutter to do it. He just went ahead and leaned against the wall, which he thinks he's doing a mutter action. And at the end of the day, he turned on the light. That's not considered a malacha that is going to be aser to get benefit on Shabbos. I'll end you off with the following idea, which is a little bit mind-boggling, okay? And that is the following concept. If you have a sporting event that is filmed on Shabbos, okay, a sporting event that's filmed on Shabbos, and the people filming the sporting event are Jews, okay, so a Jew is now doing malacha. A Jew is now doing malacha, and for you to watch that sporting event might be problematic, not only on Shabbos, obviously, but mostly Shabbos, and even perhaps forever. Why? Because Rav Nevinsel, Rav Elyashiv, all hold the following concept. Something that, if they would not tape this, it would not be taped by a Jew on Shabbos. And there was no tape. So therefore, it means you would never be able to watch this sporting event. Okay? But therefore, when they do this malach on Shabbos, they're permitting you to do it. So therefore, there is no kedei. We said before, you have to wait for the time it takes kedei shiyasu to redo this malach after Shabbos. You can't redo this malach. You can't redo this game. The game happened already. And therefore, the Kadesh Yasu for such a thing would be forever. And therefore, it happens like this. Someone once had a case they discussed that they weren't so from growing up, and therefore, their father videotaped their Lel Seder. They had a video of Lel Seder, okay? To go ahead and watch the video of Lel Seder, perhaps is never going to be mutter to watch that video because you're getting hana from something you do on Shabbos. You can never replay that Lel Seder. You can't redo it exactly how it was. And therefore, they hold that Kadesh Yasu might never be what they're... For your guys' sake, Baruch Hashem, you go after a rove. A rove times in Chutz La'aretz when they video. Sporting events is basically done by Goyim. So therefore, you don't have to worry about it. It's more of a problem here in Eretz Yisrael. If you have Jews who are directing and broadcasting and videoing the games, that's going to be much, much more difficult to do. If you have a Jewish player in the games, that's a separate shiloh. That is up to discussion also. Many times it could be that the actual sporting event himself, he's not actually doing malacha. Perhaps there is more room to be makel, but it's just an interesting thought that we'll end with today. Ezrat Hashem, we'll take questions.